The first one is a loss of spiritual desire.
第一个是属灵渴望的丧失。
So what happens is, and I know spiritual desire can go up and down, but the loss of spiritual desire, what happens is what replaces it is duty. Okay? Okay, I'm just going to pray because I know I should pray, but there's no passion to pray. Okay, I'm going to go to church out of duty. I don't really want to go, but I'll just go out of obligation. All that is a Python spirit. When you
我知道属灵的渴望会起起落落，属灵渴望的丧失所发生的事情是取代它的就是责任。比如我知道我要祷告，但是我却没有祷告的热情，但我知道我有祷告的责任。我要去教会，但我实际上并不想去，但我有责任要去。这些是巨蟒的灵所导致的。
You start losing your desire to pray, praise, spend time with God, spend time with God's people, fellowship.That's a Python spirit slowly coming on you, and all of a sudden you feel more comfortable hanging out with unsaved people or lukewarm Christians or barely or no Christians. You start feeling more comfortable because what happens is when you get around on fire people, you start feeling uncomfortable because you're afraid to tell them, hey, guess what? This Python spirit is just squeezing the desire of the Holy Spirit out of me, okay?No fire. You have no fire.
当你开始失去祷告的欲望，不想赞美神，不想花时间与神在一起，不想花时间与神的子民在一起，那是一种巨蟒的灵慢慢向你袭来。突然之间，你觉得和未得救的人，甚至不冷不热的基督徒在一起更舒服了。因为当你和属灵火热的人在一起时，你开始感到不舒服，因为你害怕告诉他，这个巨蟒的灵从你身上挤出圣灵的欲望，你身上已经没有圣灵的火了。
Second is physical and emotional fatigue. And
第二件症状就是身体和情绪的疲劳。
Also, one of the physical sides is you just like you get out of your pattern, you start eating bad foods, you just, you know, you're just out of it. You're not yourself. That's a spiritual attack. This fatigue always comes during promotion or victory. And somebody may say, well, where is this in the Bible? If you look at Elijah...
还有一个身体方面是，你就像离开了你原来的模式，你开始吃一些差劲的食物，你已经不是你自己了，这就是属灵的攻击。然后是疲劳，这个疲劳会发生在你被提升和得胜之前。有人问到，这些都出自于圣经的哪里呢？
Elijah just had a victory over all the prophets of Baal, and so he runs and he hides in this giant spirit of fear from the spirit of Jezebel. But when the angel of the Lord came to him and said, do what? Arise and eat. He didn't even try to tell him arise and pray or arise and do anything else. He said arise and eat. Why? Because what happened is Elijah was so attacked that he was neglecting his physical body from food. And so he needed to eat. And it's interesting that he ate and then slept. So there part of the attack is you start experiencing physical difficulties in your body. Okay?
比如以利亚刚刚战胜了打败巴利的众先知，却马上逃跑了。他藏在巨大的恐惧之林中，躲避耶洗别。但是当主的使者来到他面前，对他说：“起来吃吧。”他甚至没有试图告诉他起来祷告，而是让他起来先吃，是因为以利亚受到了太大的攻击，以至于他在身体上有食物的匮乏，所以他需要吃东西。有趣的是，他吃饭睡觉，所以攻击的一部分也有可能是你开始经历身体上的困难。
Okay, number four, a lack of, it was what I call a lack attack. A lack attack where everything starts to break.Okay, and it's like little foxes, okay? The refrigerator breaks, the dishwasher breaks, the ice maker breaks, the car has a problem, the lawnmower has a problem. You have to take the dog to the vet. And all of a sudden, what happens is with all this lack attack, next thing you know, you're not focused on the Lord, you're not focused on your calling. What you're focused on is money because it's just going out 20, 100, 200, 300. It's just going left and right. That is a Python and a Leviathan attack. Amen. So if you're experiencing a lack attack, we're going to break it now.
第三个症状是缺乏灵的攻击。 比如说所有的事情都好像开始崩溃，像冰箱它出问题，洗碗机坏了，制冰机坏了，汽车出问题，割草机出问题，等等等等。突然之间发生的是所有这一些缺乏的灵的攻击。接下来你知道你会不专注于神，不专注于你的呼召，你只专注于钱，因为所有的这些事情的崩溃开始让你往外掏钱花钱，比如说一些20、100、200、300零钱往外出，这就是巨蟒的灵和利维坦的灵。如果你遇到缺乏的灵的攻击，那么我们现在就要打破它。
There's a prayer attack. The prayer attack is really quite simple. It's what happened with Peter. You know, Peter, here is Peter. He's being honored to go with Jesus, preparing for the largest spiritual warfare assignment in the world. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane and he falls asleep. So,
还有一个就是祷告的攻击。祷告的攻击真的是一件很容易去描述的事情。请你看看在彼得身上发生的事，彼得很荣幸能和耶稣一起预备世界上最大的属灵征战任务，但是他却在花园里睡着了。
So, I mean, it's literally a prayer attack. Every time you go to pray, you can't keep your eyes open. You start to pray, you start to study. Next thing you know, your head's down, you're asleep.And that's a prayer attack. Okay. Does anybody have one of those prayer attacks? If it's so, say, go ahead, give me a thumbs up saying, yeah. Okay. Another thing that happens when you're being attacked by a spiritual warfare attack by a python spirit is old iniquitous structures start to raise up. And like all of a sudden, like things that you had got delivered from 20, 30 years ago, if you're an old time believer, but a lot of times the things that you got free from, all of a sudden they start creeping back in and they start coming back into your life. You start having thoughts about them.
所以我的意思是这就是一个字面意思上的祷告攻击，就像你每次去祷告的时候眼睛都睁不开，很快就睡着了，这就是一个祷告的攻击。那么你在属灵征战之中被攻击会发生的另外一件事情，是由于巨蟒的攻击，它是古老的，它吐出来的液体开始慢慢的上升侵入到你的身体。如果你是很久以前就得救的信徒，那么突然之间你在二三十年前已经摆脱得自由的事情，它开始悄悄的回来，回到你的生活中，你开始想这些事情，被这些事情所困扰。
That's because what the enemy's doing is he knows the weaknesses and where you've been delivered, and he's digging into the past and he's pulling them up to the frontal lobe of your mind and he's putting them there because he's trying to shame you. And one of the reasons it's easy to get shamed because you're getting your spiritual oxygen cut off, you're physically fatigued, you're emotionally fatigued, and your money's going through the holes in your purse.Because everything's breaking, you're getting oppressed, overwhelmed, irritable, and angry, and say, man, I'm ready for this to stop. That's a spiritual warfare attack. Can we agree?
因为敌人正在做的是，他知道你的弱点在你当时摆脱的地方，他正在挖掘，他把他们拉到你的脑海中，把他们放在那里，因为他试图让你感到羞愧。你属灵的氧气正在被切断，你的身体、情感都感到了疲惫，你的钱正在慢慢的流失，因为一切都在打破，你变得不知所措、易怒，这是一个属灵征战的攻击。
And all of a sudden, you want to have more fun fixes than faith fixes. Where you used to be able to get excited about going in and worshiping and getting a word from the Lord at church, now all of a sudden it's like, oh no, we can't do that. Let's run over here and do this. Let's do this. Listen, I'm not against doing recreational stuff. But when all of a sudden your desire goes from fun fix to from faith fix, then you know that you're under spiritual attack.
突然之间，你会想要有更多有趣的修复，而不是一些假的修复。在假的修复中，你过去可以兴奋地走进教会敬拜，并且从神那里得到话语，然后就变好了。现在突然你就变成我不能这样做。其实我并不反对大家去做一些娱乐的事情，但是当你的欲望突然从有趣的事实变成信仰中的有趣时，你就会发现你就处在一种属灵征战之中。
OKSo we're going to break that assignment. If you're in agreement, have I got us to a place where we can say, I am under attack? Okay, that's where the whole purpose I shared this and the whole reason the enemy did this is that
我们要打破这个仇敌的任务。如果你同意我的观点，我们是否可以一起承认说，我们正处在属灵攻击的里面？我和你今天分享的目的就是这个。
This isn't some person did this to you. It's not an organization, not a political party. No, we got to get focused because if you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but you battle against powers, principality, and heavenly hosts in dark places. So I'm looking.
这不是有人对你的攻击，也不是一个组织、政党来攻击你。我们要集中注意力，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Get that off you. It's not about you. It's not about something that you've done. This is a spiritual attack.And we're going to get it off you. Say, I'm under attack. I'm ready to get free.
这不是关于你自己，也不是关于你做过什么，这是属灵的攻击，我们要战胜它。请跟我一起说，我们正处在属灵征战中，我们已经预备好要获得自由。
Take this into the courts of heaven and into the war room, and we're going to get set free from this.I need somebody, I'm looking for somebody to say, I'm under attack. Do we understand this is an attack? Oh, there it comes. Thank you so much. I'm under attack. Thank you. I'm under attack. Yeah, I just didn't want you to say amen because I'm not trying to get you to agree. I'm trying to get you to acknowledge. We're not spiritually sealing this in the courts. I'm just want you to understand I'm under attack because...
你准备好了吗？我们要把他带到天上的法庭和征战的房间，我们会从这件事中解脱出来。请受到属灵攻击的人跟着我说，我处在属灵征战之中。我并不是想让你们同意这个状态，不是在属灵上要封存这个状态，而是我想让你明白你正处在这个属灵攻击的里面。
See, even if you say it, the more you say it, it's like, no, I'm under attack. See, this isn't your responsibilityI'm going to read the scripture about what Paul said again in Romans 7:18. He says, I know that nothing good dwells within me. Go ahead and say that. I know nothing good dwells within me. That is my flesh. I can will what is right, but I can't perform it. See, you can't perform it. But it says, I have the intention and the urge to do what's right, but no power to carry it out. So there's no condemnation.I'm not, you're taking responsibility, but the key is that if you're under attack, guess what? We can go into the war room of heaven and ask the God who is the canceler of the attack to cancel it, and he's going to cancel it tonight off your life. Not...
因为即使你说的越多，但其实这也不是你的责任。我们再次来看保罗经文中所说的，在罗马书7:18，我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。所以这其中没有定罪，你自己不会承担责任。关键是如果你受到攻击，那么你就可以进到天上的法庭，请求神来取消它。神今晚就会把它从你的生命中取消。
Not in an hour. Not the Lord's not up there going. Well, guess what? I'm a little busy right now. They got 800 to 1,000 of you on this thing. So take a number. No, this isn't the DMV. We're going to come in agreement, and this thing's going to be broken now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.In Jesus' name. Now, I want you to say this, and if you want to put it in the comments, my life is built upon the rock. I want you to say that. My life is built upon the rock.
在神那里不是我们排着队要来让神取消这件事情，而就是现在以耶稣的名义，以耶稣的名义，以耶稣的名义来取消。现在我要你说出来，我们的生命是建立在磐石上的，我们的生命是建立在磐石上的。
My life is built upon the rock. The reason that's important, you know who you are. You're not some flaky ChristianYou're not just some feel good, just go on Christmas type. You wouldn't be on the network with, your life is built on the rock. So what I'm saying is when we started this out, God knew this attack was going to come, but God also knew that you built your life on the rock and you didn't build it on sand, so you can actually withstand this attack. Say, I can be victorious. I can. Say it. I can be victorious.
这个很重要的原因是你知道你自己是谁，你不是什么破碎的基督徒，你不只是一些感觉良好在圣诞节的时候才去教会然后就掉线的人，你的生活，你的生命是建立在磐石之上的。神知道这个属灵的征战它会到来，但是神也知道你把你的生命建立在磐石上而不是建立在沙子上，所以你实际上是可以承受的。请跟我说，我们是可以胜利的，我们是得胜者。
And there's power in partnership because all these people right here, right now, all these people online are coming in agreement with you to get set free from this assignment of Python. All right? So we're going to blow the shofar and let's go into the courts of heaven and dismantle this attack off your life in Yeshua's name. If you've got a shofar, get your shofar out.Please let me know in the comments if you're going to blow your shofar. Ready? Let's go.
在这里与你同伴们合作是有力量的，现在网上所有的人都同意你从这个任务中被解脱出来，让我们去天上的法庭吹响号角，来解除今年这些属灵攻击对你的影响。会众们，如果你们也有号角，请和拉比一起吹响号角。
Father God, I thank you now that the angels of the Lord hearken unto this trump. Your word says sound the alarm, that Father God, thatWe might be heard by the Lord in the courts of heaven. And Lord, I thank you in Yeshua's name that your word says those who blow the trumpet shall be heard and be saved. And go ahead and decree in your heart, say, I will be saved from this Python attack and this Leviathan attack in Yeshua's name. Just go ahead and just raise your hands right now outside the courts as we cleanse. Say, Father God,Cleanse me by the blood of Jesus, that I be free from all irritability, anger, impatience, being wound up, overburdened, overwhelmed, anxious, nervous, afraid, random thoughts of fear running through me, Lord, depression and oppression. Lord, I acknowledge that it's sin. And Lord, I come out of agreement with these symptoms of a python, and I plead the blood of Jesus over me in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen.
神，我感谢你让天使都被激活出动，来让神你的话语实现。我们可能在天上的法庭受伤害，但是感谢神，你在民数记中说过，当你们在自己的土地上与欺压你们的敌人打仗时，要用号筒吹出大声，你们就在耶和华你们神面前得蒙纪念，也必蒙拯救，脱离仇敌。请大家说，我将会从这次巨蟒的属灵攻击、利维坦的属灵攻击中脱离，并且得胜。请举起你们的手说，父神用基督耶稣的血洁净我。我从所有的烦恼、愤怒、不耐烦、负担过重、不知所措、焦虑、紧张、害怕，贯穿我恐惧、沮丧、压迫的随机想法中解脱出来。我不同意巨蟒攻击的症状，我恳求耶稣的宝血保护我，奉主基督耶稣的名，阿们。
Thank you, Father God, that I put on the full armor of God now. I put on the girt my loins with the truth. The truth is I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. I put on the battle shoes tonight of the gospel.I shod my feet with these battle shoes. Lord, every place I tread in the spirit, tonight and forever, that by the blood of Jesus that expunges all sins, I crush the enemy under my feet. I put on the breastplate of righteousness, the 12 tribes of Israel, and the heart of God. I am grafted in to the seed of Abraham by faith in Yeshua's name. Lord, I put on the helmet of salvation. I am a king and a priest. I have the mind of Christ. My mind is healed from all anxiety and oppression that has come from lack of spiritual oxygen by being compressed and squeezed by this python spirit in Yeshua's name. In Yeshua's name.
感谢你父神，我穿上了神的全副军装，现在我穿上了真理，真理就是我通过基督耶稣不仅仅是一个靠神的力量得胜的征服者，并且我也穿上了福音的鞋子，我用这双战鞋设计我的脚，我今晚在灵里走过的每一个地方，耶稣的血冲刷掉了一切罪，直到永远。我即将仇敌践踏在脚下，就因信你们，我就是以色列十二个支派以致亚伯拉罕的后裔。我穿上公义的护胸镜，戴上了拯救的头盔，这拯救的意思就是耶稣。我的头脑被治愈，我从所有的焦虑中解脱出来，这些焦虑来自于被巨蟒的灵挤压而缺乏的属灵氧气。奉主基督耶稣的名，阿们。祝福你们平安。